The Backyard Brawl comes to PNC Park. Yeah, this is baseball, not football. And from 93.7 The Fan, the morning hosts, scoring Doran Pitt, All-American, and Adam Crowley, All-WVU.
I'm just an American. that's what I got going for me.
But I understand, since it's Pitt, West Virginia, you guys are throwing out the first pitch tonight.
Yeah, see, we don't even know how that's going to go down. We don't know who's throwing, who's catching. Are we both throwing to catchers of one West Virginia, one Pitt? We got to figure that out, Crowley, because we got to look good. We can't mess up. You know, we got to hold it down for the Fan Morning Show.
If I'm catching, that's fine. If I'm pitching, that's fine. Are you bringing your glove?
Probably not. I'll probably just steal one.
See, I can't. If I don't have the glove, it doesn't feel right.
It throwing. Is awkward, yeah.
Yeah, it's very
weird.
That's
a good point. You know, I threw out the first pitch at a Pirates game, and I was absolutely worked up because I didn't want to bounce it in. People started sending me these first pitch fails where you know, it slips out of your hand, hits somebody, and it's tragic.
Do you have any advice for us? First of all, did you throw from the mound, and did you bounce it?
I threw from the bottom of the mound.
Okay.
I should have said, hey, man, I want to go up top. You know, I'm a five-time All-Star second baseman.
Look at that.
And I didn't know that.
Look at that.
And I threw to, this is embarrassing, the parrot with that giant glove.
Oh, the giant glove.
So they didn't trust me. Clearly, I didn't bounce it in. It wasn't as, you know, hard a throw as I could have, but I didn't want to risk, you know, a wild pitch.
Oh, no. Yeah. You got to be safe.
Because there's a lot of people milling around the area, too.
But I'll tell you what, Doran's at a little bit of a disadvantage because, you know, look at him.
Mm-hmm.
All-American athlete.
Yeah.
And his...
I'm missing the disadvantage here.
Pitt alum are going to expect him, you know, sizzle one in across the plate.
Right. So last year, I threw out the first pitch with Andrew Filippone for the second Pirates home game. And they announced my name, and I got a big cheer, and they announced his name. He got a boo. So like everything was like off my shoulders. I was like, I could bounce it in, and people are still going to cheer. They're still going to boo for Filippone. So I was in good shape.
If I'm catching, you can bring it. That's bring it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right.
Did you play a little ball, Adam?
Oh, did I? I was the sixth best player on my sixth grade team, Larry.
Yep. Sixth best.
Sixth best. I would lay down bunts. Good in the field. I was kind of like early career Jack Wilson. I would pick it, but not so much at the dish. Lack of power.
Were you an all-star selection?
I would have been the next one. You know, they took the top
his
five
parents,
players from the team.
From his parents thought he was an all-star.
Mm-hmm. This is the in-house league, too, by the way, with the reversible jerseys and, like, the local business on the back. Yeah.
So I remember John Shumway, Doran seated in that exact spot where you are in our studio, and he told me about his all-star moment. The doorbell rang, and there was the manager. And he heard his mother talking to the coach, and he's thinking he got the call up, and he said, who was that, Mom? Well, that was the coach. Am I on the All-Star team? No, they needed your uniform.
Oh, man, that's tough.
So I don't even bring it up anymore.
Yeah, what? Like, they thought they were going to show up like the guy for the NFL Hall of Fame?
Right,
that
right.
Big dude who knocks on the door. Hey, Jerome, just wanted to let you know you're inducted into Canton. I don't think that's the way it works for in-house rec league baseball.
Right.
All right, so I don't know much about Pitt baseball. I know they've been on the rise, and I know nothing about West Virginia baseball. So what do we got going here?
So, J.J. Weatherholt, I'll just take this one. J.J. Weatherholt for West Virginia is a local kid from Mars, and he is projected to be a top 10 pick in the upcoming MLB draft. Yeah, how about that? Nice guy. I don't know him at all, but I've heard he's a nice guy. West Virginia in position to maybe win the Big 12 for the second year in a row. Weatherholt was hurt most of the year, came back, is playing good ball. So, I do think Pitt's probably catching West Virginia not at a great time. They just swept Baylor over the weekend. And that exhausts my knowledge of WVU baseball.
Well, it's just going to be exciting. I mean, it's a backyard brawl, whether it's football, basketball, baseball. It's Pitt versus West Virginia, and it's at PNC Park. So it's going to be a great time for us.
And it's on KDKA.
Yes.
Jeff Hathorn doing the play-by-play. Susie Cool visiting the dugout. So we're looking forward to it. This will be a lot of fun.
We are, too. We're going to pop in the booth for maybe an inning or two. And maybe
we are?
Yeah.
You know, I used to call West Virginia baseball back in the day.
Well, look at that.
From U92 college radio, back when they were not very
good. Well, I didn't know that. Yeah. There you are.
Yeah, that's what got me this job.
The West Virginia, Vin Scully, Adam Crowley.
There's a grab out of short.
Doran Dickerson, tonight at PNC, hear it on News Radio KDK. Gentlemen, good luck. I can't wait to hear what happens next.
Thank you, Larry.
Thanks, Larry.